DNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
Here are the radio listings for the 7 days beginning Saturday the 25th of July, compiled by Wendy and read by Jilly. Starting with Saturday the 25th of July, and a reminder that the BBC proms are in full swing and can be heard on Radio 3 at various times each day. On Saturday, there are proms at 2 p.m, 4 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. They continue throughout the week, mostly at 7 p.m. There's a celebration of a comedy classic paying tribute to Some Mothers Do Have 'Em on Radio 4 Extra at 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. A collection of 5 Victorian love stories by authors including Oscar Wilde is on Radio 4 Extra at 7:30 a.m, 12:30 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. Then, from Archive on 4, comes The People's Pool, exploring the story of the Govanhill Baths in Glasgow, on Radio 4 at 8 p.m. Moving on to Sunday the 26th of July. The castaway in Desert Island Discs is legendary cinematographer Sir Roger Deakins. It's on Radio 4 at 10 a.m. While Desert Island Discs Revisited features the Olympic rower Catherine Granger, on Radio 4 Extra at 6 a.m, 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. A new 17-part series of the nationwide general knowledge quiz Brain of Britain starts today on Radio 4 at 4:30 p.m. News from Nowhere is an adaptation of the 1890 novel by William Morris, his utopian vision of a future England which has left industrialisation behind. Radio 4 Extra at 6:30 p.m. In Unreliable Narrator, a violent assault during his teenage years erased nearly all of Stephen McCall's memories. Charting his journey back to hope and happiness, he reveals how he has had to piece together the story of his life on Radio 4 at 7:15 p.m. And from Our Own Correspondent is on Radio 4 at 9:30 p.m. Turning now to those programmes which are broadcast at the same time every day from Monday to Friday. In The Time of My Life, we meet retired professionals spending their senior years in care homes that cater for specific trades on Radio 4 Extra at 9:30 a.m. every day this week. There are stories featuring the gentleman thief Raffles on Radio 4 Extra at 6 a.m, 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday to Friday. The book of the week is Confessions of a Performative Male, in which the author, Darren McGarvey, asks probing questions about masculinity. On Radio 4 at 11:45 a.m. each day this week. Small Island is a dramatisation in 15 parts of Andrea Levy's 2004 novel exploring empire, prejudice, war and love in Jamaica, England, America and India. It's on Radio 4 Extra every day this week and beyond at 8:45 a.m, 1:45 p.m. and 7:45 p.m. Patricia Hodge reads an adaptation of E. Nesbitt's fantasy novel The Phoenix and the Carpet on Radio 4 Extra at 3:45 p.m. and 9:45 p.m. Monday to Friday. The composer of the week is London-born composer Alice Mary Smith, 1839 to 1884, on Radio 3 at 4 p.m. every day this week. The book at bedtime, Wild Dark Shore, continues on Radio 4 at 10:45 p.m. Monday to Friday. Now, some individual programmes to listen to through the week, starting with Monday the 27th of July. How Did We Get Here? No World Order starts a new series exploring the background to current conflicts on Radio 4 at 9:30 a.m. The conversation brings us a discussion on the different strengths of men and women on BBC World Service at 1:30 p.m. Gertrude Stein and the Liberation Fruitcake, described as a kitchen monologue by Patricia Hannah. Sounds intriguing. It's on Radio 4 Extra at 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. For fans of the panel show, there's an episode of The Kitchen Cabinet on Radio 4 at 4:30 p.m. While Just a Minute, hosted by Sue Perkins, continues on Radio 4 at 6:30 p.m. Some suggestions for Tuesday the 28th of July. In Invisible Hands, The American Century, David Dimbleby charts how, in the middle of the 20th century, America became a superpower and began to shape the world around it. This new six-part series begins on Radio 4 at 9 a.m. and is repeated tomorrow at 9 p.m. In A Fork in the Road, BBC correspondent Gary O'Donoghue reports on a sheep farm situated in the middle of the M62 on Radio 4 Extra at 10:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Lucy Worsley's latest series, Lady on Trial, today brings us the story of protester Connie Bolam, who during the Second World War became the first woman to be sent to prison as a conscientious objector. It's on Radio 4 at 3 p.m. Jamaica, Shaken, Not Broken, explores the impact of last October's Hurricane Melissa, which devastated many of Jamaica's 1,600 places of worship, and follows the efforts of volunteers to salvage their sacred spaces. It's on Radio 4 at 3:30 p.m. In Touch brings us news, views and information for people who are blind or partially sighted, presented as usual by Peter White on Radio 4 at 8:40 p.m. Moving on to Wednesday the 29th of July, The Missing Hancocks brings us another recreation of a lost classic on Radio 4 Extra at 7:30 a.m, 12:30 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. In the series United Kingdoms from 2021, writers reflect life across the UK. Today's programme explores the idea of shelter on Radio 4 at 2:15 p.m. Choral Evensong comes from Gloucester Cathedral during the Three Choirs Festival on Radio 3 at 3 p.m. In Map of the Moon, Siddharth Khajuria examines how people perceive the moon. Starting with some of the earliest lunar maps, he works with moonlight to illuminate thornier questions about our own behaviour on Earth on Radio 4 at 3:30 p.m. To round off the evening, actor and folk music fan Michael Sheen sits in for Mark Radcliffe on The Folk Show on Radio 2 at 9 p.m. Moving on to Thursday the 30th of July, Natalie Haynes stands up for the classics, begins a new seven-part series with Alexandria, the Science, revealing the creativity and breadth of the scientific inventions made in that ancient city on Radio 4 at 9 a.m. In Art That Conquered the World, James Fox examines Vermeer's Girl with a Pearl Earring, asking why it has become so dominant while other masterpieces by the Dutch artist are now less well known. Radio 4 at 9:30 a.m. In a programme from 2002 in the series Great Lives, the subject is jazz giant Louis Armstrong on Radio 4 Extra at 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Year Tides, Lunusa, is a drama infusing storytelling and song and inspired by the myths and rituals surrounding this pagan harvest festival on Radio 4 at 2:15 p.m. In This Natural Life, this week, nature writer Patrick Barkham takes Martha Kearney on a butterfly spotting trip in Foxley Wood, Norfolk's largest ancient woodland, on Radio 4 at 3 p.m. BBC Inside Science is on Radio 4 at 4:30 p.m. And James Marriott and a guest share their thoughts on a topical issue in Radical on Radio 4 at 11 p.m. And finally, to Friday the 31st of July, the series Soul Music this week looks at Louis Armstrong's What a Wonderful World on Radio 4 Extra at 10 a.m. Classical Live brings us some highlights from this week's proms, last month's Alborough Festival and more on Radio 3 at 1 p.m. Living on the Edge today meets the warden at the Bird Observatory on Spurn Point in the East Riding of Yorkshire on Radio 4 at 2:45 p.m. Gardener's Question Time answers listeners' questions on Radio 4 at 3 p.m. Enjoy your listening week.
TNS Soundings.